Well, it's a pleasure to be here with my colleagues, Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, Representative Doyle, Senators Markey, Representative Plone. Look forward to working with you on a whole myriad of issues in the Commerce Committee. Obviously, Representative Clark, Senator Wyden, and so many of our colleagues behind us. Nancy Pelosi becoming Speaker and taking over the House of Representatives has breathed new life into the battle for an open Internet. We applaud that our colleagues have been able to now bring focus, and I'm going to introduce Representative Clark in a minute, who is busy whipping members to support this legislation. But I think we're going to find out, as we already did in the Senate, that we're pretty unified on our side of the aisle, that we believe that protecting consumers from price gouging on the Internet, a vital tool for communication today, is essential. And while we were able to gain bipartisan support in the United States Senate, we hope that this large-scale debate in the House of Representatives will also gain some bipartisan support and the attention of the American public so we can continue. 5 states now have laws on net neutrality, and some of them have been passing legislation in bipartisan fashion. I think there's another 30 states that are considering this legislation, ideas of protecting the Internet. So it's accurate to say the debate about an open Internet is not going away. In fact, it just got a few more logs thrown on the fire. Why is this so critical? Many of my colleagues already mentioned why it's so critical for people just not to be gouged by their cable companies. And obviously, I think everybody in this room can have a little bit of empathy for that. But it is also important for an Internet economy as next generation businesses come along. Whether that is in the area of online medicine, or God forbid, an emergency room that just can't get an x-ray in time because they didn't pay for a fast lane, or whether that's a college student studying in their dorm room who also get throttled back at a key time that they need to study for the final exam. Getting access to information is life-saving and critical for businesses. And so we stand today for the innovation economy that represents more than $1 billion already, and how important it is for them not to be throttled back by somebody who gets to make arbitrary decisions about access to broadband. So I hope our colleagues in the House will be loud and proud of this legislation. We look forward to seeing how we can help in getting it passed in the United States Senate. And now I turn it over to my colleague, Representative Clark.